I was 5. Mr. Decker had no age. Grown-ups never did when I was 5. Mr. Decker's first name was Mr., as was every man I knew. I lived on Elm Street, and Mr. Decker lived across and just up the street, and he walked past my house to work every day. Mr. Decker was tall, and I think he was gray, the color of nothing. Mr. Decker was gray, except on Armistice Day. If you walked down to the end of Elm Street past my house, like Mr. Decker did, you'd come to Pennsylvania Avenue, and if you turned left and went a long, long way down the street, you'd come to a park. Across the street from the park was the Presbyterian Church where my mother took me on Sundays. And across the street the other way was the biggest stone in the whole world. It was higher than my dad. It had words on the front of it, and 2 faded little flags stuck in the ground in front where the words were, and all around it was a fancy black iron fence with a gate with a lock on it, which meant it was important. The big stone, grown-ups call it a boulder, was sort of scary, except on Armistice Day. On Armistice Day, the gate would be unlocked and open, and there would be new little flags. And there would be lots of grown-ups in dark suits, and there would be Mr. Decker. Mr. Decker and some other men would be all dressed up in uniforms. Mr. Decker had black leather boot things on. My dad said they were puttees. Mr. Decker had brown riding pants that stuck out on the sides with gold stripes down them, and a blue jacket that had things on the shoulders, and a patch on his arm that said AEF. And he and the others had silver bugles, and on their heads they had the shiniest silver helmets, you know, just like the naked man in the pictures, except they didn't have wings on their helmets. Well, one of the men in the dark suits would talk a long time. And then another of the men would come up front and we'd all have to bow our heads and he'd talk a long time and my neck would get sore in the back. And after we lifted our heads up, Mr. Decker and the other men in uniforms would play shivers up my back on their bugles, and the sun would flash on their helmets, and it gave me goose flesh. And after that, they'd shoot guns, and the older boys would scramble around on the ground to get the shells that popped out. I never got any. I just watched. Well, I was only 5. Mr. Decker was awful special on Armistice Day. Mr. Decker was shiny and brighter than anybody I knew on Armistice Day by the boulder with the fence and the flags when I was 5. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. It is Armistice Day, Memorial Day now, but I did not go to the park. Instead, I planted my garden. I believe in gardens nowadays. I bow my head over cauliflowers, cabbages, and other growing things. I'll bet the kids went, though, running. I bet the bugles and the band did something wonderful and terrible to their stomachs and their scalps and the napes of their necks. I didn't go, though I was kneeling, pressing plants in rows when I heard the guns go off. And in my mind, I saw boys, and maybe girls these days, scrambling on the ground for the empty shells. I walked by in a day or so, and I noticed new flags there by the monument, flapping in the breeze, making soft cloth applause for the soldiers whose names are the words on the front of the stone I couldn't read when I was a child. names as on all such stones in all the world. And there were new wreaths there, plastic tributes, that they shall not have died in vain. Wreaths placed there by older children who do not shine like gods and never did, except to other children of whatever age. Some day it has to change. And those who speak like children, think like children, and reason as does a child, must give up childish ways, that there will be no other monuments anywhere, anymore. Amen.